Now, if you've been relying on Chartable for tracking your podcast analytics, no worry. I did for you. In today's episode, I'll walk you through alternative platforms, best practices, and innovative strategies to ensure that you're well prepared for the future post-Chartable.
This is Into the Podverse, the Indie African edition. Here's your host, Tony Doe.
So let's start with the obvious. Podcast analytics are vital to understanding how your show is performing and who your listeners are. With the shutdown of Chartable, you might be wondering where to turn to for reliable insights. Chartable's easy-to-use dashboard and listener attribution features have been a go-to for many indie podcasters, but this change is an opportunity to rethink your approach to data. The good news, there are alternatives, many of which may already be at your fingertips. From PodTrack to Spotify for Podcasters and even Apple Podcast Analytics, these tools will give you the essentials such as download numbers, listener demographics, and audience retention. And while they may not be perfect replacements, they can offer new perspectives that could enhance how you approach your audience and your content. Your podcast hosting platform is another powerful ally in this transition. Whether you're using Buzzsprout, Captivate, AfriPods, Transistor, or something else, most hosting services now come with built-in analytics dashboards. In fact, they all should. These provide everything from geographic data to device usage, and most importantly, they help you understand how and where people are listening to your show. Let's take a look at Spotify for Podcasters, for instance. It's been pushing its way to the forefront of podcast data. Spotify's dashboard gives you insights into audience habits, like what other podcasts your listeners enjoy and where they drop off in your episodes. If you're looking to fine-tune your content based on listener behavior, then this might be a great tool to consider. And there's also Apple Podcast Analytics. It's a bit more bare bones, but it gives detailed information on how much of your episodes listeners are actually consuming. Use these analytics to identify key trends like which episodes perform best and craft your future content accordingly. Consistency is great, but understanding what hooks your audience and keeps them engaged is even better. Now, you need to know this. Data alone isn't enough. Numbers can only tell you so much. To really drive growth, you need to foster deeper engagement with your audience. This is where your community building efforts come in. Take a cue from some of the most successful indie podcasts out there. I'll give you an example, The Young God. He doesn't just rely on analytics, he engages directly with his listeners through his WhatsApp group, as well as social media. Now, platforms like Instagram, Twitter, and of course, WhatsApp groups can become key extensions of your brand. When you take the time to build a community around your content, you open the door to direct feedback. This gives you qualitative data, insights that go beyond download counts and completion rates. It's about learning what your listeners truly care about, what resonates, and what you can improve. Run listener surveys or start a Q&A segment on your show. Not only does this encourage more interaction, but it also provides inputs that you can't capture through analytics platforms. Here's something else to consider. YouTube. Yeah, I know. Even if you're primarily an audio podcast, having a presence on YouTube can provide a new level of insight into your listener base. YouTube analytics are incredibly robust, offering detailed data on watch time, viewer locations, and more. If video is an option for you, even in the form of audiograms, it's worth exploring. You don't have to go all in on video podcasts, but don't underestimate YouTube as a discovery tool. Many creators are finding new audiences simply by uploading their episodes, even if they're in audio-only format. Of course, with RSS feeds, you can ingest your entire show into YouTube now. So how can you best prepare for the next phase of data-driven growth? It boils down to three things. One, diversify your analytics. Don't rely on just one tool. Experiment with different platforms and find the mix that works best for you. Platforms like Podgagement, Podchaser, and your hosting services dashboard all have something unique to offer. Two, focus on community engagement. Numbers will give you the what, but your listeners will give you the why. build a community around your content through social media and feedback. Direct engagement will help you tap into deeper insights that you can't capture through analytics alone. 3. Embrace new technologies. Stay ahead of the tech curve with tools like AI-driven software and consider dabbling into video. Also, consider adopting the Open Podcast Prefix Project, OP3. By using a standardized prefix, you'll enhance your podcast's discoverability across platforms, improve analytics consistency, and open up new monetization opportunities. It's a great way to ensure your podcast remains competitive as the landscape evolves. Chartable's shutdown marks the end of an era, but it's also the beginning of a new chapter for indie African podcasters. The tools are out there. You just need to be proactive in finding what works best for your show. Podcasting isn't just about numbers. It's about storytelling, connection, and creating meaningful experiences for your listeners. Data is a tool to help you refine that process, not replace it. I want to take a moment to give a big shout out to Tumiche from Mindfully with Tumiche. Thank you so much for showing love to Into the Podverse. Tumiche does a fantastic job talking about mental health and sharing important stories. If you haven't listened to our podcast yet, then you really should. She covers topics like being a man, how to share feelings, and taking care of our minds. You can find Mindfully with Tumiche everywhere you listen to podcasts. Thanks again, Tumiche. Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed today's episode, consider showing some love and supporting Into the Podverse at seller.co/showlove/Into the Podverse. Your support means the world to us.
That's a wrap for today's episode of the Indie African Podcaster Edition with Tony Doe. Keep pushing the boundaries of your podcasting journey and watch your audience grow. Subscribe and listen on Afripod, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts. Catch you next time for more strategies and success stories.